So thrilled to have double duty going on here, in-person studio and someone on the line. We have Madeline Jarvis, Executive Director with the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. What an exciting way to start the morning with just tunes and togetherness, and it's going to be a good day.
I think so, too. Thank you so much. I don't get guests anymore that much. It's all about, you know, calling in. That silly COVID kind of stopped us from in-studio stuff. So I'm so happy that you're here with me. Yay.
Yay.
And we're here to talk all things library. So what do you got for me?
So let's just start with the business stuff really quickly. Our phones are down right now. I want to share with folks that we are aware of this. We're working on it. We're not just ignoring you. Still stopping on and see us. Our hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5. Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. This should be cleared up today, but I know folks were trying to get through to us yesterday, so we're getting there. We're still here for you.
Okay. yes. That's not business. That's serious stuff. Yes. Oh, my God, I can't get in touch with my library, the hub of the community. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. And it's such a great time to get in touch with us, too, because as we were kind of bemoaning, we're already at September, and we have some fun stuff coming up down the pike with our fall programming. We are launching a new programming series where adults can just come in, chat, and craft. It'll be Thursdays, so today, 2 to 3. Bring a craft that you're working on, otherwise we'll have some provided. And it's just a great time to chat, connect, sip your coffee, see what other people are working on, and share your amazing works in progress as well.
Sweet. Is that in the back community room then?
It is. Yeah, okay. Back community room when you first walk in.
Sweet.
And it is such an exciting time to just even walk past the library. Our pollinator garden is just singing right now.
It is off the charts. It's so amazing. I don't walk. I go around the block when I walk to the library from my house so that I purposely walk all the way around the pollinator. I could just do a straight shot up the sidewalk. No, gotta take the long route.
It's exactly. Awesome. This time of year with the monarchs just like an inch from your face, how can you not?
Right? Have you seen the dragonflies? They're like,
oh, they're huge.
And they're everywhere. And I'm like, what in the world? And my friend goes, they're eating mosquitoes. So that's cool. I'm like, you know, I never thought of that. That's
I'm
awesome.
I'm a big fan of your work.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I think they're called soldier flies that have been out too. I don't know if you've seen, they're striped. They look like honeybees.
Yes. But, yep. They were in my car, actually. I was trying to shoo them out of my sunroof, but they weren't having that.
Well, they can be our friends too because they eat the gross bugs. So.
Okay, sweet.
All the power to it.
Right. And you have a new book along the walking pollinator path. Is there a new book up there?
So we do not have a story stroll up.
Okay.
That being said, we have some informational signage about all of the plants in the pollinator garden. If you're like me and you just know that you like the pretty purple ones, now we have the kind of the name to share with it. We have a team member who is all about everything native planting.
Sweet.
And she created them, which is so great.
That's awesome.
And actually, speaking of people who just geek out about native nature, all of that science stuff, there's a character in the book Finding Grace by Maren Cooper who moved to this area to be an ornithologist. And a lot of this book is set in Duluth, Two Harbors, and I learned a lot about our native landscape from this book.
Who knew? See, I love learning new stuff. Awesome. And we are lucky enough to have her coming on the 15th. She's coming to the Two Harbors Public Library.
Yes. Not Saturday. Can you tell I'm already on weekend brain? It must be early in the morning. Thursday, September 15th at 6 p.m. Maren's going to be at the library chatting with us about her newest novel, Finding Grace. There will be copies available for purchase. She accepts checks and cash, and just stop in to learn a little bit more.
Well, know how we can learn a little bit more right now, Madeline?
Through the marvels of radio technology?
Right. Maren's on the line. Are you there, Maren?
I am absolutely here.
Sweet. All right. Welcome to KTWH and the Thursday edition of Grounds Control Coffee Talk. So thrilled to have you on the line.
Thank you. I have to add my compliments. I didn't realize it was called the Story Stroll, but what you've done on that corner lot to enhance that area, just gorgeous. Madeline, did you do that?
Thank you. So actually, Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District received a grant, and they used it to beautify areas throughout Two Harbors. So in collaboration with Dan Schutte at Native Landscaping, the garden was installed in 2020, and it's just really come to life. And so we at the library do enhance it with what we call story strolls, these picture books that I think when you stopped in the library the other week, Maren, we had one up so that families and their caregivers can walk throughout and read and tell a story as they're getting ready to come into the library. But I love it so much. I get lost in time there all the time.
It's wonderful, and it's healing, and it's great. And those same soil and water guys came out to my place at one point. And I then turned around and decided to do some new landscaping. So I'm actually restoring prairie to part of my land up there, and it's very exciting. But I see now that yours is more mature, because mine was just planted this summer. So I'm waiting to see, and it's fun. It's fun to watch. Hey, it's fun to watch nature.
Sweet.
Congratulations. That's going to be so exciting.
So you are familiar with this area. That is why your latest book, Finding Grace, is actually set in Two Harbors. Right, Maren?
Absolutely. You know, I've had a home up there for over 30 years.
Oh, my.
And it's a vacation home. I go between the Twin Cities and Two Harbors. But over that period of time, and you know, I interact with local people all the time because I figure it is my home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why in Finding Grace, you'll find some familiar haunts like the Vanilla Bean and the Scenic, the brewery, Gooseberry, of course. And so my inspiration for writing this particular book, of course, was that, you know, since I've been up there for over 30 years and I've enjoyed the drama and great natural beauty of the shore, I had always wanted to write a story that would be suitable to match some of that.
Okay.
And so that's partly where Finding Grace came from. It is quite a dramatic story. It can be gut-wrenching, but I believe it's a good match for mm-hmm. the local area.
Excellent. Yeah, I read a little blurb about it. I'm like, I need to go pick it up. It sounds really, really good. And how did you pick the name Grace for this?
Oh, well, actually, I'm looking at my cat named Grace right now.
Nice. Nice.
However, and I, you know, frankly, I'm not exactly sure that that's where I did that. But the story has three main characters. In fact, the book is made up of point of view chapters throughout.
Okay.
Caroline, the wife and mother, mm-hmm. and Charlie, who's the main protagonist, and then Grace, who's the child. And so each, you know, I would characterize the book as kind of a coming of age story for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're each on their own journey. And so hopefully, and readers will have to decide, I tried to get to the point where there was some grace at the end for each of their storylines.
Oh, that just gave me chills.
That
literally just gave me chills when you said have some kind of grace by the end of their story. That is awesome. So you will be at the Two Harbors Public Library on September 15th, and what can listeners expect when they show up there?
Well, I'll talk a little bit more about the story, mm-hmm. and I'll try to avoid spoilers because people need to read it. And talk a little bit about my writing process, what I do. This is my second novel. I've got a third that comes out in November of 23.
Okay.
So I can talk a little bit about that. I'll answer questions. Some will have read it, some will not have. So there's always a fun conversation. I love this because after you've spent the isolation time of writing, it's really fun when you bring your workout and people come up with interesting questions. So I love this part, and I'm very excited to be there.
That's fabulous. What time is it, Madeline? What time
It'll be at 6 p.m. at the Two Harbors Public Library. And I'm kind of sitting back in this conversation because I'm one of those people who read the book. And I'm a little filterless when it comes to spoilers. But Maren, just in those few words that you used to describe the family, I was like, those are the words I would use. And I feel like none of those characters would choose those as their defining characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting for me to share that with the person who birthed these people, but without giving anything away, you know, I love hearing your point about the natural landscape, how there's the beauty, but there's the aggression and there's more than meets the eye. So it really is just a beautiful blend.
Yeah, I thought it was a suitable backdrop for that particular story, so.
That is so awesome. And Madeline, are her books available at the library now so people can read it before the 15th?
Absolutely. The first two are. And when that other one comes out November 23, you know we'll have it.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm already marking that on my calendar, Marlon. I'm like, okay, Maren, that's another interview back, in, you know, coming out in November of next year. That's awesome.
And I love to be up there. I like to try to spend all of November up on the shore because some people think it's the depressing month. I think it's the wonderful,
it's
exciting, dramatic month. So
yes.
I'm always up there. Yep.
That's...
Well, I'm very excited to see you. And by the way, Back 40 has books. So if people can't wait or the library doesn't have as many copies as they need, they can always give a little business to the Back 40 guys.
Sweet. Okay, that's awesome. Yep, that's Sweet Peas right here on First Avenue, actually like the next door down from the studio. So excellent.
Oh, is it? Is that where you are?
Yeah, we're right on the corner. Yep, in the historic landing building. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm always learning about my town.
Right. All right, well, safe travels when you head on up here September 15th for the Two Harbors Public Library visit, and hopefully I'll be able to make it up there and meet you in person.
Very good. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Madeline.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Maren Cooper, author of Finding Grace, and what a awesome partnership between the Two Harbors Public Library and an author. That did she approach you, or did you like just find her? Or
we started a conversation kind of at the front desk as things tend to go. But
yep.
I'm warning people, this is the kind of book where just set 4 hours aside in your day. You know, there are some books where you can read a chapter, sit down, walk around, be in your business, but this is a really good, like, get on your couch, get on your porch, you'll look up and the day has passed.
Sweet. I love, you know, when you said that she just came up to the counter, this is how one of our first programmers got started on KTWH. She came into the library when I was working there and dropped off a copy of her newest book. And, I ran after her because I was a little bit, and I'm like, she needs to be on the radio. I want to interview her for the radio. I don't even think we were on. Were we on the air? I'm trying to think. Not for very long. Anyway, connected with her. Erica Adams now has her own tale collector pretty much from the beginning. So that's where she has her show twice a month, and she wrote another book. Yeah, so that's when I say that the Two Harbors Public Library is the hub of the community. I'm not just making that up and being grandiose. It truly is. And yay, I'm so glad that we've reconnected and that you're here the first and third Thursday of every month, either on the phone or in person, and you're just sharing such fabulous things, Madeline.
Absolutely. And we just love this partnership, Michelle. I love how KTWH really amplifies so much in the community, gives listeners the lens to better understand their world, be it globally or just across the street, and brings just that sense of celebration and camaraderie. So I absolutely love our Thursday mornings together.
Yes.
Just as a person and as a listener. So,
awesome. Any other news that listeners need to know before we talk again?
So as I said, the phone's down, but stop in when we open at 11:30. Our new September newsletter is out, and there's all sorts of fun stuff. Michelle and I are so excited to chat again on September 15th. But for now, I'll just say have a great day, everybody.
Sweet. All right. Thanks, Madeline.
Thanks,
Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library.